This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak back with you this week. Many thanks to Mr. Jason Bishop for filling in for me last week. We are on location under the oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Oh, let's see. Let's move this over here.
Try that. There we go.
All right.
About to have a Nine Inch Nails concert.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No. All right, so 2-0 in the region play. Big victory over Pinewood Christian this past Friday night, 28-14. It was just a solid performance all around on all aspects of the team, I think.
Yeah, I thought we played a really good game. You go back and watch it, our first two possessions, offensively drove it right down the field. You know, we executed really well. So I thought we did a really good job there defensively, stuffed them on the first two drives, and then got a few things there where they called a penalty on unsportsmanlike, said that we pushed a guy or whatever, and I'm like, okay. And then I think there was a spot, yeah, when it was third down and two, I clearly didn't get to the yard to gain when you watch it on film. And then they went ahead and moved the chain. It should have been fourth and two. He went down at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, I thought our kids responded well. And when it got close, you know, 21-14, and then we answered right back. Stanton broke the big 50-yard run. You know, we made some big plays on fourth down. JC's catch for the touchdown on fourth down. And then, you know, Jalen Ballin making the catch on fourth down and 18. You know, I think everybody knew who we were going to. They couldn't do a thing about it. And I know we were in the huddle, and I said, we're throwing it. It's going there, you know. And I thought our kids responded and played hard, you know. And it was a very physical football game. I thought Pinewood was really much improved. They were a really good team. And I thought we responded and played really hard all night long. And I thought our kids did a good job. And coaches did a really good job during the week getting them prepared. And they did the job of being coachable and going out and executing the game plan.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to call the JC touchdown the backpack play, or if I'm just going to start calling him backpack. Dragging four Pinewood defenders 10 yards into the end zone. When was the last time you saw a play like that on any level?
You don't see it very often, but I thought he did a great job. One, going up catching it in traffic, and then, of course, dragging everybody into the end zone. That was big, and I thought they did a really good job, you know, of executing right there when we needed to. And you had the touchdown, and he had a little help right there at the end with Gavin and Jalen running in to push the ball. But I thought, you know, looked like he'd already got in the end zone, but the referees weren't throwing their hands up. And everybody else was, but then Jalen and Gavin come run down there and pushed him in. So just a phenomenal play on fourth down, the concentration, and then the ball that Stanton threw was one that only he could go get. When you're 6'7", put it where he can only go get it, and he put it right up there high, and he went and caught it and did a great job.
So undefeated in the region at the moment, which basically means that unless something excruciatingly weird happens Friday night, you've at least got a share of the region crown, or is it do the tiebreakers make it to where we genuinely got it 100%?
We are the champions.
We are the champions. Yeah. I like the sound of that.
You got a St. Andrews team that's got two losses, and then the other two would be a head-to-head, and we beat both of the other ones. So when the way it falls is, yeah, we won it now. We just got to go finish the season strong right here and, you know, finish the region undefeated. That's the key now.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so the Pinewood victory makes four wins in a row. Talk a little bit about how far this team has come and how much it has progressed since that maddeningly frustrating Stratford loss.
I think we've responded. Kids had every opportunity to be frustrated and not respond, and the kids come to work every day. You know, what's odd is we were just sitting here, and Coach Yergin and I were just talking about how far we've came from the first two practices when we were out here in the summer, and we're like, oh, Lord, what are we going to be able to do? You know, and we were like, oh, I don't know, you know, and we were both like, okay, who's going first? You're going to drive, you know, you're going to go in the causeway first, you're going to drive off for me, and then, you know, we were joking about it, but how far the kids have really taken coaching and just been phenomenal working all year. You know, you don't have a ton of numbers. You got to play through injury. Football season's it's a grind. It's a very physical sport, and you're all the time working one way or the other. And then you got to go compete on Friday nights. And I feel like our kids have done a great job all year of doing that. There's not been an excuse. It's just we're going to go out there and try to get it done every Friday night. And I think they've done a really good job from where they started to where we're at right now. Pretty amazing.
We've talked about, you know, attributes of teams in the past, like, you know, the fastest team, the guttiest team. This seemed from the semi outsider's perspective to me, this team seems like the most dedicated team that you've had.
I think when you start to look at it, they've been pretty devoted to one another. You know, going in and out, and you know, last year's group, the seniors, good, great leadership. This group, and we were talking about that today, is seniors quietly lead right now. They don't say a whole lot. They just do their thing. And I think tipped area game. You know, Fuller started picking it up a little bit up front, talking about it, and then you got Gavin and. You know, they're hilarious too, but they keep everybody involved and they keep everybody on point, you know. And if you just listen to some of the crazy conversations they're having during practice sometimes, like today Gavin Grantham could have put on a comedy show out there. It was so funny. I was like, he's just hilarious. Some of the stuff he says and was doing, and the friendly banter with everybody, and they've just done a good job of keeping all the kids involved. Again, I think our locker room, it speaks volumes. Every year, they find a way to find that perfect blend, you know, the kids do, and keep everybody in tune with what's going on. And it's part of the culture here, you know. We talk about family all the time, but they do a really good job of making everybody feel like they're part of the family. And as it progresses, you know, the next year we'll have some that change that – evolve and do some things and keep everybody in tune, keep them locked in. You know, it's kind of phenomenal. And then you walk out here and you watch them run, and all the little kids out here, and they're working with the little kids, helping them out and everything else. It's, you know, it's a good group of kids. We were talking about that today. It's been a really, really good group of kids that just come to work. You know, there's nothing flashy. We just go to work and do a really good job of trying to get better every day.
More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke here with you. This segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it is this season the most boring segment of the show, and that is checking the health and injury status of the team. Knock on some wood. It's kind of scary
There you go. Yeah, we come out of it pretty good. I think only thing Friday night, Jordan concussion. Other than that, I think this, you know, the regular bumps and bruises from a football game. He'll be out this week. Hold him out. I think he's doing great shape. He'll be in great shape and ready to go by playoffs. So, you know, hopefully keep everybody healthy, get through this one Friday night, get the win, and then get rested up and get ready to rock and roll.
All right, so heading up to, I just found out, you just let me know, Memorial Stadium in Savannah, not Daffin Park. 7 o'clock kickoff instead of the 7:30. Taking on St. Andrews Lions, a team that has never defeated the Frederica Academy Knights.
And hopefully it won't be this Friday. So, you know, I think they've got some good players. He's kind of limited right now. I think he's down to about 15, 16 kids. I've been there, done that. But, you know, you got to go out and execute, and that's what we got to do, our guys. It's senior night for them, so it's going to be a kind of an emotional night for them. So we've got to go out and answer the call and go play. You know, it's like I told him today, you can't go through the motions. And I thought we've had two pretty good days of practice of getting everybody getting reps and just getting better at football. I think Fuller said that earlier today, his dad. Just get better at football. That's our job right now, is just get better at football. And I think our kids the last 2 days have come in with that mindset. We're just going to get better. We're going to push everybody and try to get everybody better. And had two pretty solid days of practice.
Now, let's look back at the history of the Frederica St. Andrews rivalry, if you will. 2022. It was a 7-0 win for the Knights. Every other matchup in the history has been at least a 3-score game. Why? It just kind of baffles me how, and it's probably going to be difficult for you to speak because you're not in there, but how is it that they seem to be in a perpetual rebuilding mode as an organization or as a school?
I think for them up there, it's a commitment by the administration. You know, are they going to be committed to getting kids that play that sport and going and finding them? And, you know, and the other thing is the commitment part of it is, too, and Coach Worthington and I talk, we talk quite regularly over the offseason because our demographics are very similar. And he asks, he's like, you know, how are you able to do what you do and what you do? And I tell him all the time that we talk about the word the standard, and we hold everybody to the standard. Whether you're the best, the worst, whatever, you're held to the standard. And that is, we're going to work hard every day. We're going to find a way to go to work every single day. And, you know, we're going to be disciplined, and we're going to have great teammates, and we're going to have great teamwork. Everybody's going to work together, and we're going to push one another. And that's really our standard here, is how we go about it. Everybody's held to that standard. Be a great teammate. You know, be disciplined. Do what you're supposed to do, and do your job really well. And then, And it carries over. When you go to the classroom, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to be good classmates. They're going to get their job done. And, you know, those are things as later on in life you look at it, and you're going to have to work hard no matter what you do as an adult. You know, you You're going to have to. If you want to be successful, that's just the key. You got to get up and work hard every day, you know. And I think those are the keys for us when you start talking about the standard and our kids. But the biggest thing, too, is when I look at it and I tell him this, and when we've talked about it, is the parents have to be committed. You know, that's part of that standard is our parents are, you know, sometimes it takes a while, but they buy into what we're doing and they realize that, oh, we have to do that because we're playing teams of 55, 60 people and we're walking out there with 30. And if our kids aren't in shape, if they're not working out, they're not doing these things, they could get hurt and it could be a long year. And, you know, we got parents that have bought in and have done that and they're, you know, they're going to go. And it's not easy to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning in January and February and March and April and May and go lift weights. But you know that if you want to win, those are the things you have to do. If you want to be successful in life, you have to make sacrifices. So if you want to win at what you want to do, then you've got to make those sacrifices and you've got to come in and go to work. I don't jump up every morning at 6 o'clock in the winter and then, you know, January and February and go, oh, man, I'm so excited. I'm going to work. But when you get there, you got to make the best out of it. I think our kids do a really good job of that. And we've created a standard and a culture here that, you know, it's hard to beat year in, year out.
You're listening to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So 15 kids, I can remember those couple of seasons when we were in that same boat. What can we expect out of their offensive production on Friday night? What kind of formation are they going
to
be running?
It's going to be very similar to running a lot of things like Bullock, double wing, and then they'll go empty every now and then, probably some trips. Look, their quarterback can throw it. He can run. Number three's really fast and quick. He's a good runner. He's a good athlete. Their fullback hits it hard. They've got a couple of linemen up front that are really good. I think 55, 75. Those guys are really good up front. You know, and number 24 at fullback, he's really good. I don't know. Somebody told me he got hurt, or he's injured right now. But if he does play, he's a really solid running back. So they do a lot of things really well. I think they just get wore down a little bit as the game goes on at times because they don't have a ton of depth. And, you know, you can't go compete with 15, 16, 17 kids if your kids aren't in great shape and aren't ready to play and can play through a little bit of pain at times. And that's hard to do. In this day and age with kids the way it is and the way they've been programmed, that's hard to do with 15, 16 kids. Like, I don't know if we could do that again with that group that we had in 2021 like we did with 19 kids. That group was programmed. You know, they come to work every day. I wouldn't say this, but, you know, we weren't the most athletic, but they worked hard every day. And
they were wired different.
Yeah, I mean, and they played hard all the time, too. And, you know, it was just and I often look at that group at 2021 when people say, Coach, what was your best year? I say, my best job coaching was 2021. Like, a way to find five wins. You know, we went to – and it, oddly enough, we went to St. Andrews that year with 17 kids, and they had like 32, 33, and we beat them 44-6. So, you know, it's like you said, a little wired different, but, is it the wiring that we put in and that we make it? And so I think for us, you know, the key is, and for them, if they want to get it built, they got to do a few things. But for us this Friday, we got to go out there, take care of our business right off the bat, and establish ourselves and go take care of our business and, you know, get out front and get everybody work and everybody's – and when they go in, our younger kids and everybody goes in, they need to execute like we've been practicing all week. It can't be, oh, we don't know where we're going. We've been coaching you up to know where you're going, and that's the key. It shouldn't be a huge drop-off. It should be just that same. We might be a step slower, but where you're supposed to be, that's where we better be.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you once again in this segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, taking a little bit of a sidestep before we talk more about the upcoming life of the Frederica Academy Knights football team. News released, today, day before, it hit Savannah Morning News today, that Savannah Country Day joining the GIAA. One would assume that they would wind up in our division. Is that going to make it a five-team division, or is Bullock finally start playing with other folks?
No, Savannah Country Day will be 4A as well, so Bullock will have a 4A school in there. We'll have two 4A schools, and then three 3A schools is what it'll be. It'll be that you bring them in with us, so we'll end up having four region games now instead of three. So, you know, welcome to GIAA, you know. So we got to get ready. So the competition, they say, is getting better. And we got to go prepare.
Now, does having an extra team in the region, is that – do you see this as a net positive or net neutral, net negative? What's your initial thought about it?
I think it's a positive. It's less travel. We just got to go to Savannah another time. So it's a game we don't have to find outside the region. You know, it's we're still going to have to go find six games, but I don't have to find seven. And sometimes finding seven non-region games on the back half of the season gets really difficult to do. But, you know, I think it's a positive for us. It's good. We you know, if we can get more teams in the GIA, it's great. I think the more we can get in, the better the league gets, and it makes it just more competitive. So, I mean, if you look right now in our league, the top five teams in 3A should petition to go play 4A because we could all play we could play against the 4A schools too right now. John Millage has beat all the 4A schools over in Macon. Westfield's going to win their region, I think, over there with Brookstone and all that group on that side. We've won our region. And then the only 4A school that will have won it will be the one up in Landmark. It's got Loganville and Bethlehem. That I think George Walton or Bethlehem Christian will win that one there. So, essentially, 3A football in GIA is really, really competitive. And there's five to six teams, I think, that are going to be very, very competitive. The top eight teams in GIA will be competitive. Those games will be fun to watch.
Now, this is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, wrapping up the regular season, 15th regular season of football here at Frederica Academy, and then will be a bye week in the first round of the playoffs, and then unless something wonky happens this week, will be on the road either to Valwood or Westfield in the second round of the playoffs. Is that accurate?
That's what it's looking like right now. Probably Valwood, it looked like. I think the way we were trying to break it down, unless Westfield loses to Bocelli or something, but I don't see that happening. It might happen. I don't know, but that would be the only thing that would throw a curveball in there and see where we would fall at that point. But, you know, if you're going to win it, you got to beat them all anyway. So just get ready to go. Let's go get prepared.
Now, playing against St. Andrews, not exactly – let's be honest and painfully blunt about it. Not exactly the most difficult of opponents for the final week of the season, then following that up with a bye week. Are you worried that having the semi-off week followed by the off week is going to dull the edge a little bit for the playoff run?
I don't know. You know, you come off two games where you've just been really amped up because it's rivals, and then you come in and, you know, you got St. Andrews, and we've worked, you know, you're getting work, and we're working against each other, you know, and we have to do that every week. But, you know, then we're going to have the bye week. I think that helps us get our legs back under us a little bit better. But it's going to give all the guys, all those teams, top six teams, chance to get their legs under them. But I think it gets our legs under us a little bit better. You know, it gives us a chance to heal up a little bit more. We'll go about it a little different that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the bye week. And then, you know, you get really, really back down to work that following week for Valwood, if that's who we play. But, you know, I don't know if it gives you an advantage. I don't know if it slows you down any. You don't really want to lose your game speed, but, you know, everybody's at that disadvantage. It really benefits those teams that have tons of numbers, you know. So they've got it, you know, it's probably going to help some teams that's got a first-team defense and a first-team offense. We won't have that. We'll be rotating.
We have a first-team team.
Yeah, we got a first-team team. We got to rotate everybody around. But I think, you know, in the end, you just got to get prepared and go play. And there's going to be a pro and a con to all of it. And you got to get ready.
So here at Frederica, you've made to the state championship game twice, won it once. So two really deep runs into the playoffs, made it in the Final Four. How many additional times on top of that?
Five.
All yeah. Right. Those two state championship games specifically, those two teams, compare this squad to those two teams.
I think 2018, you know, I don't know if we ever have another team like that has that much athleticism in one group. 2020, that group was just tough, you know. I give it to them. They were tough and not very flashy. That was we're just going to try to hand it to Jordan and run over you. But we had those five guys up front on the offensive line were just tough and played hard and got after it. You know, this group here has got some skill kids with it. This group here has got some really good skill players. But our biggest deficit is the lack of depth up front, offensively and defensively on the line. Those guys playing both ways all the time. Whereas 2018, nobody played both ways up front, offense or defense. They came off the field. 2020, really nobody played both ways in 2020 with that group. We had five guys that started on offense. And if you remember, we might have rotated DeLon in every now and then. And Will Counts pretty much dominated on the defensive side all the time. And he didn't play a lot of offense. So, you know, we didn't have the depth issues that we have now up front. So now is this group. I think this group overall probably the second most talented team that I've had since I've been here. We've got kids in skill positions that are really talented that make a lot of plays. And, you know, we've got to figure that out. And I think Coach Ergen and Coach Mike have done a good job getting everybody ready and knowing what to do and how to utilize that. So for us, you know, the biggest thing is can we continue to compete, make a deep run into the playoffs, maybe make it to the state championship, and our O-line and D-line hold up and continue to do it, because it's, you know, it gets fit. Every game in the playoffs is like the last two games that we've played. It's amped up, it's physical, and you got to reload and get ready every week.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Frederica Knights take on the St. Andrews Lions this Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'd love to see you there. And we will be back next week for another episode of the Coach Brandon or the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off after the last two from the coach.
Go Knights.